Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Going to get into our triple option feature right away. Guys, I'm going to talk about former Pelicans card, Josh Hart. Well, he seemed to fire a shot at the team recently on his podcast that's called The Roommate Show. Here's what he had to say.
Was he outstanding with the Knicks or what?
Right.
I would say this. I don't think you ever hear anyone say they were excited to get traded to New Orleans. I wasn't. But the only thing I was excited about, boy, was rolling around in New Orleans, listening to Lil Wayne, going to every game, man.
He was on stage with Lil Wayne.
He was talking about that to Lil Wayne.
Right, exactly. he's gotten plenty of criticism now from Pelicans fans online, and he kind of explained himself, clarifying his remarks, saying he loved his time here in New Orleans and that his comments were misinterpreted. But you heard it right there. I don't know what's to
misinterpret.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I'm just being objective again. If you could succeed, whether you'd rather succeed in New Orleans or New York, hello. What he did for the Knicks, look at the minutes he played for the Knicks. They wouldn't even take him out of the freaking game.
Well, that's a Tom Thibodeau thing.
No, that's what I'm saying. But he was unbelievable. I mean, I don't know. It's about a warrior and a player. That's the kind of player the fans respect. All I know is, now you ultimately got to win the championship, but Knicks fans love Hart. Come on.
What you got for triple option, Cajun Cannon?
Well, I didn't really save anything, but I guess there's something that's kind of generic. But this is true. You know, I lost 30 pounds.
Today?
No. And I didn't take the shot. So just old-fashioned. Now I can't run anymore.
Pumping iron.
Walk. Yeah.
Complaining about people on their phones.
No. I'm going to get there. And then, just watching what you eat, fruits, vegetables, and all that. Your diet.
Drinking more water.
And, yeah. Just doing everything. Just a better lifestyle. Okay? So I decided I'm going to go to the gym. I'm not worried about. Just do the machines. I'm not like, I used to bench, the most I ever benched 345. And I'm a quarterback, I felt pretty damn strong. So I'm not trying to do any of that. I'm just trying to do the machine to get in shape, get my heart rate up through lifting weights. I just turned 64. But I'm at the gym now for a few months now, almost a half a year. Let's say 4 or 5 months. And then I'm like, okay, everybody's on their phone. You can be on your phone. I'm not against your phone. I understand technology, not the old man, get off my lawn kind of thing. You could be on your phone.
Just get off the equipment.
Just get off the damn equipment or the machine. If you want to look at your phone over there, not do a rep, sit down there, look at my phone. No.
Now, they're not doing any kind of workout while they're looking at their phone. They're just taking up your space.
No. It's like, so, male or female? It's both. It's everybody. It's not 100%, but it's about 90 damn percent. Old, young, everybody. Even old people. I'm like, come on. You can't put your phone down for an hour and go work out.
Electronic addiction.
What's so important? Okay, now listen, I might offend a lot of people. They're probably giving me the middle finger or whatever. They could do whatever. But I'm just telling you, I don't care if you're on your phone. Just don't be on the equipment. Like, I'll challenge someone.
Step by the water fountain.
Whatever. Are you using that? Are you doing a rep? Yeah, I'm still doing it. Well, then you better get on your phone. I almost go like postal. I'm like you got to be kidding me. No, I don't care. You can work out and put your phone down and do rep after rep after rep. You're trying to do a routine. But don't be on the machine for 15 minutes, and 10 minutes out of 15, you're on your damn phone. Just go talk on the side on your phone. Does anybody have a problem with that? Am I my old curmudgeon? I don't think so.
More than one thing can be true.
Okay, but everybody's in love with their phone.
I have more of a problem with people driving on their phones.
Oh, yeah, I could cause a wreck. But that's another thing. But the whole thing is, be courteous.
Common courtesy's dead, I feel.
But I mean, if you're using the machine, and let's say I got to check my phone. Well, then get off the machine and check your phone and do your business, whatever you have to do. Now, if you want to work out, you work out. If you want to lift, you want to lift. But don't like I have a cake and eat it too. I'm going to look at my phone, lift a little bit. Look at my phone. Look at my phone. Look at my phone. Lift. Look at my phone. No. Either lift.
Maybe they're looking for techniques.
Either lift or get off the machine and then utilize your phone. I'm not against the phone. I understand that.
This public service announcement brought to you by the Cajun
Man. It's just so much damn common sense. It's crazy. I know I'm not the only one that thinks that way.
Jeff, you got a quick one for Triple Option?
I didn't, but now it's going to be. Bobby's fired up. Someone else was fired up today, I could tell. It was Blake Groupie.
There you go.
The little kicker who could. 7 for 7. Boom, 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 boom.
He heard everyone talking about that 65-yarder from Tuesday night.
He was ready to show up today and win that job, and I think he did. I think he won that job today.
What? It was straight and narrow. It wasn't off to the side. Oh, he barely made that.
He crushed him. You could hear it coming off his foot. It was like a gunshot. I think he won the job today. I just wanted to say that.
That was our Triple Option feature this Friday. We'll be back with more sports talk. Charlie's pushing us out to break right after this.
Get off your phone.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.